Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game Summer! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and IUB at 6:30 and 25 seconds to go right along with a Friday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Paulie Rosenberg, there on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337. 6666 that'd be the number for the marathon 45-minute schmooze right up until the Nets taking on the Knickerbockers in Brooklyn. Pre-game 7:15 on your fan New York.
The ice on the sidewalk, the muddy slushes in the gutters. Brooklyn in the wintertime.
Brooklyn across the river. The city of friendly people, sometimes called Dodgerville.
I live in Brooklyn. I feel it in the streets. People are really appreciating how we're playing and how we're improving.
Like the folks you meet on, like to plant my feet on the Brooklyn Bridge.
Nets get the rebound. They're moving. Right to left, front court. Harris, right wing three. Good for Joe Harris. Russell a three, and it's good. D'Angelo Russell again. He's made seven straight threes.
The first bridge to span the East River from Brooklyn was the Brooklyn Bridge, completed in 1883.
What a lovely view from heaven looks at you from the Brooklyn Bridge.
The fans were fantastic our first two seasons here, despite we didn't win a ton of games, but they're really happy that we're starting to convert into some wins.
The Nets will win their sixth consecutive home game, and the Nets win their fifth in a row, their ninth in the last 11 games.
If you've been a rover, journey's end lies over the Brooklyn Bridge.
We feel confident here now. I think we have a chip on our shoulder.
The Made in Brooklyn trademark is known in every corner of the civilized world.
Next to the slow break into the front court. Russell winds up in the corner. Carroll, three. Good for DeMarre Carroll. Russell tips it around a defender. Picks it up. Goes into a three. And it's good for D'Angelo Russell. Oh, an electrifying play.
Brooklyn, may it always grow so beautiful.
Horn sounds. Nets win.
The good old
And don't think we didn't have a lot of songs to choose from about Brooklyn. Dinwiddie won't be in Brooklyn tonight, but the lights have yet to dim for the Nets. Not so empty, these Nets, 18-5, as you know, over the last 23. The Nets these days only lose players, not games. Lose LeVert, not games. Lose Dinwiddie, and everybody else vows to step up with him stepping out for 4 to 6 weeks. The Nets tonight taking on the New York Knickerbockers, and the Knicks these days losing games and losing brownie points with teammates. Alonzo Trier and Tim Hardaway promise to switch into good basketball players. We're waiting. Hardaway wasn't happy with Trier not passing him the ball on a two-on-one break the other night. And what happened on that two-on-one? The one was the last one, ending up with his hands on the basketball. As the Nets have been heating up a very cold January, the Knickerbockers are trying to look good losing, trying to be competitive losing, hoping and knowing and wondering and speculating if they can ever come close to winning losing. And we've heard from Cantor, who wants to be a part of the losing. And if he can't be a part of the losing here, he'd like to play and lose someplace else. The New York Knickerbockers are willing to trade him for a dictator to be named later. And Cantor isn't the only one on the block. So is Courtney Lee, so is Hardaway. And so should most of the others, including Trier. Especially if he continues to be the twittiest he was, letting a fan go below the belt and under the skin. Shall we turn our attention for a moment to the NFL? 1001, 1002, 1003. We're still waiting for Roger over and out to say something about this.
First down and 10, Breeze from the gun, takes a snap, throws to the near side, hit early. Where's the flag?
You don't get one.
Early hit on Tommy Lee. Sean Payton is all the way down at the 10. Unbelievable no call.
Wow, not a flag to be found.
Unbelievable.
That's the second time. You can't challenge it. I mean, he doesn't even look for the ball.
Mikel Roby Coleman.
That's the second time Mikel Roby Coleman has gotten away with a play like that.
He is 4 yards before the ball is there.
Yeah, and they're making reference to early in the fourth quarter when he got away with a pass interference. And, of course, as you know and as you've heard, Roby Coleman today was fined $26,000 for admitting he wanted to foul Lewis on that play. And take your choice, helmet to helmet, defenseless receiver, pass interference, and with three choices, officials heard, saw, and spoke no evil at all. And so far, no speak is the commissioner, who is basically telling us by not speaking that if you don't like the officiating in our league, if you got a problem with the officials in our league, well, too bad for you, since you can sell your ticket, turn off your TV, and start mowing your lawn on Sunday. We all would like to see something happen with the officials and bad calls, and let's go to the videotape for another look, and let's go under the hood and a closer look, and let's go to New York for another look, and let's review pass interference at the end of the half and at the end of the game, and let's do this and let's do that. And here is what is going to happen. Nothing. And after a week, here's how you know that the team we love to hate the most is the New England Patriots. And if you have been listening to all the programs 24/7 on your fan all week long, you know from what we're talking here, because we've had a week of calls from those who want to change the overtime rules. Translation, we wanted to see Pat Mahomes get his hands on the ball. So, indirectly, although it wasn't completely said by all, the New England Patriots, certainly at this point in time, a team we love to hate a great deal. All right, a little bit with the hot stove. The Metropolitans, they have added to the bullpen, and you probably know they have signed Justin Wilson. He has been signed to a 2-year deal worth $10 million. Wilson, a left-hander that throws with the fastball in the upper 90s, and who doesn't, but, and he's okay, he was with the Cubs, if you consider 4-5 and a 3.68, okay, and you have to do that. The ERA in 71 appearances. So he pitched a lot for the Cubs. All right, so the 4-5 means nothing compared to the 3.68 with 69 Ks in 54 innings. Now that's good. Walking 33 in those 54 innings, not so good. And most of those walks must have come versus right-handed hitters. Since left-handers hit only 190 against him, reaching base only about 30% of the time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.